Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, hello there and happy weekend. Welcome to another Focus on Community. By the way, don't forget, you can hear it here on the radio, or if you missed part of it, or you want to find a better time to listen to it again or share it with a friend, head on over to our website. It's available for you right there as a podcast. This weekend, we're going to talk about education savings and a way that you can actually score a win with a new little contest that's going on. Marissa Rowe is the Executive Director of the Indiana Education Savings Authority. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So talk about Indiana Education Savings. There's a lot of ways that the state really helps out, not just parents, but students, grandparents, a lot of folks when it comes to saving money for education. And I know before we even started this, we were talking off air. This doesn't necessarily mean just college. We're talking education in general, right?
Awesome. Yeah. So 529 plans are an awesome way to save for future education expenses. You put your dollars in after tax. They grow tax deferred, and then as long as you use them for qualified education expenses, it's tax-free. So it's an incredibly powerful tool. And when I say qualified expenses, let's talk about what a 529 can be used for. First off, you've got registered apprenticeships. That's any apprenticeship registered with the U.S. Department of Labor, and we are one of the top five in the country, Indiana is, for apprenticeships, registered apprenticeships. And then for all your traditional uses, you've got two-year, four-year, public, private, colleges and universities, any school that takes federal financial aid in the U.S. abroad. So it's not just about the school down the street. You can go to any school that takes federal financial aid. So it's a great way to save for whatever your future plans are going to be.
And one of the things I wanted to touch on real quick, too, is the fact is that even though you're the Indiana Education Savings Authority Director, the 529 is not an Indiana deal. I mean, it is, but it's not. This is a federal thing, too. So even though, you know, let's face it, we have a lot of split and blended families nowadays. So if a parent is, for whatever reason, living in another state and the child is in a different state, it doesn't matter because this is a national deal.
Exactly. So 529s, anybody in any state can have any 529 plan. You just have to be 18 to open it. Now, what you generally find is your home state is going to have some tax advantages for you. So in Indiana, we actually have the best in the nation to brag a little bit. We have a $1,000 state tax credit worth up to $1,000 a year. So 20% state tax credit. Let me reframe that. So 20% of whatever you put in worth up to $1,000 a year, you can get back as a credit on your taxes for next year as long as you have earned income. Now, like we said, you can use the dollars in any state. So you can absolutely live in Indiana and have Ohio's plan or Michigan's plan, or, you know, we got a lot of folks maybe who work for GM and they've moved around and they have plans in multiple states. It's really picking the plan that works for you. But just know if you're a Hoosier, if you're an Indiana taxpayer, you want to have Indiana's plan potentially because of those tax benefits. But that's just one thing you look at is tax benefits. Every 529 plan is going to have the tax-free growth. And in fact, this is the 25th anniversary of the 529 legislation. So this all came, you know, from the federal level. And we're celebrating 25 years of 529 now. So if you hop on the internet, you can really find a ton of resources out there to talk about 529 plans, you know, how you can use them in multiple states. But just keep in mind, again, if you want Indiana's tax advantages, you're going to want to look at Indiana's plan. But if you happen to be a listener in Kentucky or, you know, another state, you always want to look at your home state's plan first.
Yeah, here in our area, of course, being in West Central Indiana, we've got an awful lot of folks that are in Clark, Eager counties and parts of Illinois. So they have their own Illinois rules over there to deal with, right?
Absolutely. So you want to take a look if you are an Illinois resident, take a look at Illinois' plan. I know they've got the Bright Start. They've got wonderful opportunities there. And I would say you're not going to find a bad 529 plan. The trick is just getting one started and starting to save for education.
And okay, so you have to be 18, but that doesn't mean the student. This is something that the parents and even grandparents could do for a child, right?
Absolutely. So anybody can have an account for anyone else. That's kind of the way to look at it. You just have to be 18 to open it. You have an account owner and a beneficiary. So the account owner is a person who opens the account. It's typically a parent, a grandparent. I'm actually an aunt who saves for her nieces. So I've got three for my nieces who live in another state in the Southeast. And then you have a beneficiary. And the beneficiary is the person that you're saving for. Again, it can be anyone. No age limit, no time limit. And the thing to keep in mind with this is the person who opens the account. So the account owner is who controls the money. You could always change the beneficiary on the account. from the original beneficiary to a member of that beneficiary's family. That's a lot of words, but the thing to get from that is that there's an owner and a beneficiary, and the beneficiary can be anyone. It doesn't have to be somebody who's related to you. It can even be for yourself. If you're thinking about going back to school, maybe getting that MBA or going and getting any kind of degree or credential or taking a class at Ivy Tech, you can absolutely open an account for yourself. So start saving for that now so you're not borrowing dollars later. And then use it as dollars. So anyone can open it. Just remember that it's the owner of the account who controls the dollars.
Marissa Rose, the Executive Director of the Indiana Education Savings Authority. So the 529 plans, is it just a coffee can to put the money in, or do we actually get, you know, interest, investment returns? Does it grow only when we put money in, or does it grow when it just sits there?
Love the question, Frank. So 529 is an investment vehicle. Now, the good thing is you're going to be able to find something that you're comfortable with. They're simple. Indiana has a 529 direct advisor and CD plans. Our advisor plan, you're going to be working with your financial professional to set that up. It's the only way to get it. The direct plan is the one that you just do yourself. You're going to go to collegechoicedirect.com. It's going to take you about 10 minutes. You're going to go in and pick some investments. There's generally two ways to look at it. If you're someone who wants it managed for you, you kind of want to put the money in, set it, and then it be automatically managed, you're going to go for a year of enrollment portfolio. We've got about 70% of our participants, and mind you, I don't give financial advice. I just want to explain how it works. About 70% of our participants who use a year of enrollment portfolio. What that is, it's target date. So just like when you're looking at your retirement, you know, so kids going to start school, say 2036, you can put the money in the 2036 portfolio, and it's managed for you. And so you can just go to collegechoicedirect.com to see the breakdown of how this works. But essentially, when they're younger, it's going to be more in the market. You're going to have more stocks. And then it gets more conservative as school gets closer, because what you don't want is to have your money somewhere that you're not comfortable with, right? And so if there's a market, some market activity, big market movement, you know, we try to mitigate some of that risk by making it more conservative as school gets closer. And then we also have some individual portfolios that you can pick if you kind of want to play around and make it your own if you're more savvy with investing. And we even have FDIC insured option that if you are like, hey, I just want to put this money in, I want to know it's growing a little bit, I want to take advantage of Indiana's wonderful tax credit, but I'm not putting money in the market, we have something for you too.
I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, but this sounds an awful lot like retirement planning. As far as, you know, the younger you are and the more time you have, the more risky you can be. Whereas the older you get and the closer to retirement, the more you want to be pretty conservative because you don't want to run the risk of losing some of your capital.
You know what? That's a great way to put it. You know, I would say that we're a cousin to retirement. We are a newer industry, only 25 years old. And so what we've tried to do is find the models that work best. What you have to think about there is the time horizon's much shorter than with retirement. So with retirement, hopefully you're saving 40, 50, 60 years. Or, yeah, well, I guess you wouldn't unless you work really long. Sorry, yeah, I just made that up.
That's okay.
You want to say, I plan on working for a really long time, Frank. You want to look at that horizon. You've got a 20-some-year horizon, depending on when you start. So, yes, the key is start as early as you can. Put what you can afford to put in. Indiana's minimum is $10. And put it in on a regular basis, right? So then you're getting an opportunity. You're going to hit the market in different places. It's called dollar cost averaging. Again, not to get too much into the weeds with you, because we don't want folks to hear, oh, this is complicated, I'm scared. The College Choice Direct plan, the point of that is for any Hoosier who wants to save can get in there and get started. It's going to take them 10 minutes and $10. But it is an investment, and you want to put your money in something you're comfortable with. But we do have options for whatever stage that you're in.
I guess, as with any investing, the earlier you start and the longer you have to save and let your money grow, the better. Can you start one of these for a child, grandchild, that is planned but isn't among us yet? Or do you have to wait until the little baby exists?
Wonderful question. Absolutely. You find that sometimes parents are expecting, or newlyweds, hey, we know we're going to have kids, we want to start saving now. All that you would do is you'd open that account. You would make yourself or your spouse the beneficiary, right? Because you can own it and be the beneficiary. And then when baby's born and gets their Social Security number, then you can just change a beneficiary on the account to the child, because the child is a family member of the original beneficiary who's the parent. So absolutely. And that's something that more and more families are talking about now, just with the cost of education, and why a 529 is great for that. There's a lot of flexibility, right? So we talked earlier about you can use it for anything from registered apprenticeships, trade school, tech school. You know, if you want to be an MD, PhD, a 529 can be a qualified use for any of those things.
So if you're going to be a PhD or an MD, you might want to start probably about 10 years before the kid's born.
and through their last year of school, right? Because that's the thing. You're not just saving until they start college, whatever college is, right? Because, again, it's got a broad definition. You can save up through their last year. You just kind of want to watch what you're putting in and what you're taking out to make sure you're kind of getting all of your expenses covered.
Okay, a couple things. One, and let's face it, we all have high hopes for kids and grandkids. Sometimes they don't turn out the way we'd hoped.
Well, way to frame it.
Okay. So, and you decide, well, you know, I've got 30 grand here in the bank that I've been saving for Junior to go to college, and Junior's either not going to go to college, or I don't trust Junior with college money or what. So what do you, can you take it back, or is it theirs once you start putting it in there?
Fantastic question. So the money that's in there and how you're going to use it, you know, there's no time frame. So Junior may at 19 say they're going to go start their own business and be a YouTube star or whatever. you can leave it, right? There's no time frame. You can let it stay in the market, let it continue to grow until a later date. So one, there's no time frame. You can let it ride. Two, you can change it to the beneficiary to another member of the family. So yes, Junior's not going to use it, but maybe mom or dad or cousin, because you can go out as far as first cousin. The IRS defines family and he's a member of the family, and you can actually go out as far as first cousin from the original beneficiary and steps count. So you can use it for yourself, put it out to a cousin, they can use the dollars. The other thing that we're finding, and it kind of goes back to that first point of let it ride, is maybe, you know, again, Junior's not going to use those dollars, but you're going to someday have grandchildren. You can absolutely leave that money in whomever's name, because again, the account owner is who controls it, not the beneficiary. It doesn't matter whose name it's in. You can let it ride for future grandchildren. We're calling those legacy accounts, or the buy the boat option, right? So you've put this money in, you've grown it for all these years, and people's biggest fear is what happens if my kid gets either a full ride, and which is a bit of a different conversation, or we're not going to use it for school. What happens? So if you do what's called a non-qualified withdrawal, right? So you've saved this money for education. All of the benefits to this account is because it's an education savings account. So yes, there's going to be some penalties. You're going to pay a 10% penalty in state and federal income taxes, but only on the earnings portion. All of your dollars go in after tax. So you're not going to lose it off the whole amount. You're just going to pay a 10% penalty in state and federal income taxes on the earnings portion, as well as you're going to owe back those state tax credits you claimed on the dollars if you did. So again, just on the gains, just on the earnings, your original dollars are yours. It's just on the growth.
Okay. All right. Now September is what? College Savings Month. And in light of that, we've got what? A sweepstakes. We've got a little game going on here where you can actually win some money, right?
We do, and it's kind of a big deal for us, and I think for the family that wins too. So what it is, it's National College Savings Month, and then also Governor Holcomb has proclaimed it College Savings Month in the state of Indiana for September. So to celebrate, we've got the College Choice 529 $10,000 education sweepstakes. You just go to our website. You go to collegechoicedirect.com/September, so it's easy to remember, collegechoicedirect.com/September. You're going to fill out the form. And we're going to pick one winner randomly from all entries to get a $10,000 account deposit.
That's cool. That's all right. And then it just sits there and it just follows the plan, just like if you put the money in there yourself, right?
Exactly. So you're going to open the account. We're going to put the money in there for you. And if you don't already have an account, obviously we're going to fund it, right? So you can go in there, you'll open it, you'll give us the account number, we put the dollars in, you decide how you want it invested. So this is just, you know, the idea is we knew that a big amount would get folks talking.
Oh, right? Yeah. 10 grand's so nothing to sneeze at.
No. And if you're going to Ivy Tech, that's a year and a half. If you're at any state school, I mean, that's tuition, right? And so the idea is if we can get folks talking about it, we're going to get you this 10,000. It's going to go into your account. You're going to decide how it's invested because then it's yours. And that's going to grow. And if you've got a 1 year old, man, think about having 18, 19 years of $10,000 invested, or, you know, maybe you're thinking about going back to school, but you're not sure, this $10,000 it's going to be a game changer for a family.
Now, I know that, you know, there's lots of, you know, questions and this, that, and the other that goes along with that, but is that 10 grand if you win it, is it taxable?
No, it's, well,
Maybe.
That's a great question. So, well, that's going to be between you and your tax advisor. We put the dollars directly into your account, and then depending on what your situation is, you will work that out with the folks who do your taxes. So you will let them know, but we actually put the money directly into your account. And so the tax, if there's tax implications on that, and this is in the rules, which are listed at that collegechoicedirect.com/September, we just know that you'll want to talk to your tax advisor about your tax situation.
Marissa Rose, Executive Director of the Indiana Education Savings Authority. Lots of folks in Indiana, are they using 529s? Is this something that's successful as far as you're concerned here in the state?
We're actually at the highest point we've ever been. We have $6.6 billion in assets in management with over 404,000 accounts. We've got more people saving than ever. We have more dollars invested than ever. And frankly, we've had a really good market. But what you have to remember is, you know, of those 404,000 accounts, I have three, right? So people who have these accounts love them. You find folks who have multiple accounts. We've got lots of grandparents who have, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 grandchildren, and they have accounts open for each. But I still feel, you know, 529s are kind of one of those best kept secrets. They kind of, folks know they want to save for education, not sure how. They maybe have heard of this or not sure. So, you know, we're really hoping for your listeners to partner with us in this. If you're a 529 user and you love what, you know, you're doing and how it's working for you, tell a friend about it. We have a lot of families who just, they get ready to go to school and they're not prepared and they don't realize this is out there. So we want other Hoosiers to help us talk about it, to bring awareness to it. Again, the 10,000, it's to get a conversation started. And so if we can all talk about money a little bit more, even though folks say it's impolite, I think that's how we can change family trees. That's how we can get education funded. And that's how we avoid the student loan debt crisis, is by saving.
And speaking of getting the conversation started, this is something probably that parents, aunts, uncles, like you mentioned in your case, grandparents and stuff, this is something probably to talk about with their financial advisor as far as estate planning goes, because let's face it, grandparents normally are older and they've got fewer days ahead than behind. And if they want to make sure that their grandkids have college funding, this might be something that they want to think about and factor into their estate planning.
Absolutely. So 529s are unique in that they offer a 5-year front load. So you would talk to your financial advisor or financial professional and talk about putting in 5 years worth. So it's $75,000. You can do $15,000 a year without triggering the gift tax. And there's a special estate planning option where you can front load those 5 years. And then, you know, that reduces the estate. It puts together a fantastic legacy for that family for education, putting that $75,000 for front loading. But you just want to, you know, talk to your financial professional, let them know that you want to see about, you know, getting that legacy account started with College Choice.
If you've got a financial advisor, call them, talk to them about this. If you don't, but yet this has kind of piqued your interest a little bit, where do we go on the website? Do we find you guys? Where do we go get more info about this? Not only the contest, but also just for, you know, planning for school.
Absolutely. So collegechoicedirect.com/plans will get you to a landing page that has all three of our plans, so you can see what works best for you, whether you want to work with a financial advisor, if you wanted to direct it by yourself, or if you even want to just look at our CD or savings options with our College Choice CD plan. Collegechoicedirect.com/plans will get you there. On the bottom of all of our home pages, there's also a disclosure booklet. You want to make sure that you read disclosure fully before investing. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's a scary document. It's 60 pages, and a lot of people, they tick the box that they've read it. Everything you need to know about 529s is going to be in that document. It's a PDF, and it's searchable. So just control find on your keyboard. Look for the terms you're specifically looking for, but make sure you read that document fully before investing. It's important for you to know where you're going. But generally speaking, anything you want to know is at collegechoicedirect.com.
All right. So if you've got questions, you might want to read this. You definitely want to read it. And if you're having a hard time going to sleep some night, you might want to read it too.
Yeah, I hate, and that's the thing. It's not sexy, but it's really important to understand where your money is going. But what we don't want folks to do is, you know, sometimes they get there and they're ready to, they know they want to do this. They've been talking about it. We're at the state fair for 18 days, and I talked to so many moms and dads and grandparents who have been meaning to do this. Well, at some point, you have to turn the meeting into just doing, right? And so you get in there, and you get to the investment part, and then you freeze a little bit. Talk to your friends. You know, somebody you know is investing. Get their opinions. I mean, just like you would hiring somebody to work on your house, right? Let's work on our financial house. Let's get these accounts opened. While we can't give financial advice, you may have friends and family who have strong opinions, or you can always talk to a financial professional.
Well, and just like we've all stood at family get-togethers, when the time has come and whoever it is gone. And everybody's saying, you know, they really wanted to do, or they really were going to do, well, you know what, their clock ran out before they got it done. So don't do that.
No, and today's the best day to start an account. Like, when should we do it? When's the best time? Right now. It's going to take you 10 minutes. It's going to cost you $10. Get it open. There's this wonderful opportunity called YouGift that lets friends and family contribute to your 529 account. It's YouGift529.com is the website. So you start your account with College Choice, and then you send out this YouGift code, and it lets friends and family contribute to your College Choice account. And if they're Indiana taxpayers, they can also claim the tax credit.
Sounds like a kind of a GoFundMe page for college education is what it amounts to.
100%, except this one comes with a tax credit, and gifting season is right around the corner. So
even
if you're
better.
Thinking, hey, what are we doing for Christmas? 529s. But, you know, this month, get your account open and enter that contest at collegechoicedirect.com/September and try to win the $10,000.
Marissa Rowe is the Executive Director of the Indiana Education Savings Authority. Again, we've got the whole thing posted as a podcast on our website right now. You can go back and either download it, listen to it, or stream it however you want. If you missed any part of today's program and find out, it's a really cool opportunity for you. And if you've got kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, all that kind of thing, and you want to put a little bit of money toward their college, here's something to think about. That's it for this week's show. We'll see you next week.
To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518 or send an email to frush@dlcmediainc.com. Be sure and tune in again next week at the same time as we focus on the community.